California's got its sun, and I'm set in my ways. But there'll be no one to believe me.
Welcome to another episode of the Ordinary Pastor Podcast. This is Cody, the host of the show. I'm glad you're tuning in this week. We have a guest with us that probably some of you listeners are familiar with. You know who he is. Maybe some of you don't, but that's all right because you will. And we're going to be discussing a topic that I find very needful in ministry for pastors and anybody serving, lay people, any Christian, really. We're going to be discussing this topic, and I think you're going to be really edified by this. My guest, his name is Dan Nulty. He was a professional athlete, and I'm going to let him go ahead and give you a little bit more information on that before we get into the interview, because I don't want to mess anything up. I've read some stuff online, but I don't want to confuse anybody. So first of all, Dan, I just want to thank you for taking your time, for coming on the show, and I'd just like to welcome you to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Cody. It's my pleasure to be here. I'm grateful to share my testimony and what God's done in my life, and yeah, look forward to just having a good conversation with you.
Amen. And that's what we're going to be talking about is your testimony and humility. So if you would you just take a couple minutes and give the listeners an idea about you as far as where you are now, your time in the major leagues, and maybe family or whatever you'd like them to know? Just kind of give us a little background on you.
Sure. Yeah, I think that, some people, maybe a couple of your listeners, might know me from my baseball days. I played my whole life. I started when I was a little kid and went all the way through college, was full scholarship through college, and then got drafted by the Minnesota Twins in 1992, and went off and played minor league baseball for a couple of years, and then played in the major leagues from 96 through 99, and played most probably importantly for my career and for my salvation, actually, was when I was traded to the Yankees in 1999. That team ended up winning the World Series that year. So it was a big year for me professionally, but it was, more importantly, it was a big year for me salvifically. And so yeah, we can talk about that later, but that's in a nutshell kind of what happened as far as historically for me after my baseball career ended quite abruptly after that 99 season. I got saved and was radically saved and really fell in love with the pastorate and really wanted to be a pastor. Had a lot of very strange, prideful reasons on why I wanted to be a pastor, which kind of filters right in with our idea of humility here. And so I had to learn understand and learn what humility was, which was certainly a challenge. And still today I'm learning that lesson, but ultimately became a pastor and then went into full-time academics, realizing that I really needed to humble myself and learn and understand so that I didn't hurt God's people. And so I stayed in academics for a while and did a master's degree, and then went to Oxford and did a postgraduate degree there, and subsequently pastored after that for a while. So we now live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and am enjoying the great place of Western Michigan and all of it. All the blessings that God has brought to this part of the state. And that's probably the, in a nutshell, basically what's happened over the last 20 years or so.